नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः तत्पुरुषप्रकरणे सप्तमः भागः फेब्रवरी मासस्य षोडशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते। We'll do a quick recap of what we did last class. So moving on from Samasantas, we saw some sutras which are concerned with vidhis depending on a samasa, that is some adesha or some such thing which depends on it being a samasa, when being followed by an uttarapada. We will see this totally at the end of the prakarana, samasashraya vidhi, but a few of them which are relevant to tatpurusha are given here. So this first one, it is atva for the purvapada, akaradesha for the end of the purvapada. So mahat shabdasya an mahata samanadhikarana jatiyayoho ittanena atvam kriyate. Samanadhikarane uttarapade jatiyartasya cha pade महत् शब्दस्य आत्वं भवति, अतः महादेवः महाबाहुः इत्यादीनि सिद्ध्यन्ति। समानाधिकरणे इत्युक्ते कर्मधारये भवति, महान् चासौ देवश्च इत्यत्र बहुव्रीहावपि भवति, महान्तौ बाहु यस्य सः इति। महतः आत्वे घासकरविशिष्टेषु उपसङ्ख्यानं पुंवद्भावश्च इति वार्तिककारः। आत्वं भवति यत्र सामानाधिकरणं समानाधिकरण्यं नास्ति तत्रापि क्वचित् आत्वमिष्यते घासकरविशिष्टेषु एतेषु उत्तरपदेषु परेषु महच्छब्दस्य आत्वं भवति महाघासः महाकरः महाविशिष्टः पुंवद्भावोऽपि महत्याः करः इति स्त्रीलिङ्गे सत्यपि महती इत्यस्य पुंवद्भावे महत् ततः अत्रे महाकरः इत्येव रूपम्। अष्टनः कपाले हविषि अष्टन् शब्दात् कपालशब्दे उत्तरपदे परे आत्वं भवति। सो अष्टन् विल् गेट् आत्वा हविषि द्योत्ये वेन् द समस्तपद इण्डिकेट्स् हविष् दट् इस् अ साक्रिफिशियल् आफरिङ्ग्। सो अष्टाकपालः पुरोडाशः अष्टसु कपालेषु संस्कृतः दट् विच् इस् रिफैन्ड् इन् एय्ट् पाट्स्। सो सच् एन् आफरिङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् अष्टाकपालः। गविचयुक्ते तस्यैव अष्टन् शब्दस्य गोशब्दे परे आत्वं भवति युक्ते अर्थात् गोयुक्ते शकटे गम्यमाने। सो वेन् इट् इण्डिकेट् संथिङ्ग् टु विच् द कौ इस् योक्ड् टु अष्टानां गवां समाहारः इत्यर्थे अष्टागवम् अष्टागवं शकटं तद्युक्तं शकटम् अष्टागवम् इत्युच्यते। So the samahara of eight cows will be ashtagavam. A cart which is yoked to those eight cows will be ashtagavam. So we have mahat and ashtan. Dvi ashtan anayohu atvam, again it is atva, sankhya vachaka shabde uttarapade abahu vrihyashityohu. So when dvi or ashtan is followed by a sankhya vachaka, there is atva. Dvi becomes dva, dvadasha, ashtadasha, dvavimshatihi, ashtavimshatihi, dvatrimshat, ashtatrimshat. So it will not apply in ashiti. Ashitau na, avahuvrihi ashityohu ityatra, ashitau na bhavati, dvyashitihi, ashtashitihi. Ashtashitihi ityatra, savarnadirthatvat, akaraha shruyate, kintu tatra atvam na. You have ashtan ashiti. न लोपः प्रातिपदिकान्तस्य इत्यनेन नकारस्य लोपः अष्ट अशीतिः इति स्थिते सवर्णदीर्घः अष्टाशीतिः इति आत्वं न। एवमेव द्व्यशीतिः द्वि अशीतिः यण्सन्धिः द्व्यशीतिः बहुव्रीहावपि न भवति द्वौ वा त्रयो वा द्वित्राः इत्यत्र शतात् पूर्वमेव अयं नियमः द्विशतम् अष्टशतम् इत्यादिषु न भवति। वेरि सिमिलर् टु इट् इस् त्रेस्त्रयः अत्र तु प्रकृतेः नाम त्रि इत्यस्य त्रयस् इति आदेशः क्रियते संख्यावाचके उत्तरपदे त्रयोदश त्रयोविंशतिः त्रयस्त्रिंशत् इत्यादि अत्रापि अशीतौ न बहुव्रीहौ न प्राक्षतात् इति नियमाः भवन्त्येव त्रयाणामपि अर्थात् द्विष्टनोः आत्वं त्रेः त्रयादेशः इति उभयमपि कार्यम् विभाषा चत्वारिंशत् पृथकौ सर्वेषाम् चत्वारिंशतः आरभ्य नवतिपर्यन्तम् अर्थात् प्राक्शतम् तत्र विकल्पेन भवति सो बिफोर् टिल् थर्टि दट् इस् दश विंशतिः त्रिंशत् इत्यत्र नित्यमेव आत्वम् त्रयस्वादेशश्च चत्वारिंशत् प्रभृतौ विकल्पेन भवति द्वाचत्वारिंशत् द्विचत्वारिंशत् अष्टाचत्वारिंशत् अष्टचत्वारिंशत् एवं त्रयश्चत्वारिंशत् त्रिचत्वारिंशत् इति रूपद्वयं सम्पद्यते एकादिश्चैकस्य आदुक् एकशब्दात् नञ् पदे उत्तरपदे सो वेन् एक इस् फालोड् बै न देर् इस् आदुक् आगम फार् एक दट् इस् इट् बिकम्स् एकाद् एण्ड् द न विल् आल्सो प्रकृत्या नञ् प्रकृत्या इत्यस्ति एकादिः नञ् प्रकृत्या भवति एकश्च आदुगागमः सो द नञ् विल् रिमेन् विथौट् द नकार गेटिङ्ग् डिलीटेड् द यूजुवल् थिङ्ग् इस् नलोपो नन्यः किन्तु नलोपः न भवति अतः एकाद्न विंशतिः अथवा एकान्न विंशतिः अनुनासिकसन्धौ एकान्न विंशतिः तदभावे एकाद्न विंशतिः इट् मीन्स् 19 एकेन न विंशतिः सो वन् लेस् देन् 20 सो इट्स् अ वेरि स्पेसिफिक् सूत्र विच् अप्लैस् ओन्ली टु दिस् केस् यु केन् आल्सो डु एकाद्न त्रिंशत् एट्सेट्रा लैक् 29 एट्सेट्रा शश उत्त्वं दत्र दश धासु उत्तरपदादेः तुत्वं च शश शब्दस्य दत्र दश इत्येतयोः उत्तरपदयोः उत्त्वं भवति द शश द षकार विल् बि रीप्लेस्ड् बै उ एण्ड् द दकार आफ् द उत्तरपद विल् गेट् तुत्व दट् इस् इट् विल् बि कन्वर्टेड् टु मूर्धन्य विच् इस् डकार सो श उ दत्र गुणसन्धौ शो दत् and the prathama vibhakta ekavachane shodan evam shodasha dha pratyaye pare vikalpena bhavati utvam so utve sati shodha iti bhavati tadabhave shaddha so there is a question why my priya which says why are these articles linked to this sutra? There is no connection unlike this three Vartikas which we find under An Mahat. And she means this like if you look at the Vartikas under An Mahataha, they all are dealing with Atva. But that is not the case in here. So it happens, the reason could be two. I have not referred to the Mahabhashya, so I don't know. What happens is sometimes Dikshitar might put in the Vartikas in some other case where he feels it belongs to the Kaumudi. He is dealing with Samasashraya Vidhi, so he might have put it. Or even the Vartika might be there because we are dealing with Samasashraya Vidhi, some Prakritya Desha. There is no sutra which gives Utva or Tutva for Shashi. Okay. So if there were a sutra which gives Utva and Tutva, then Vartika would have been raised there. If there is no sutra at all, he will raise it in some place where there is a prakriti adesha, there is some uttarapada karya, some samasashraya karya, he would have raised it there. But I have to see where exactly this Vartika belongs, whether it belongs to this sutra or some other sutra is to be checked. Because from the Kaumudi it is not obvious. Sometimes he will change the place according to his convenience. And yes, it is sometimes difficult to find the Sangati. That is why. Say for example, now, actually right now we are dealing with the Lingas in Samasa. Suddenly he deviates and moves on to Vachanas and then comes back to the Lingas. So even the Vatikakara, even the Balamanoramakara says we don't know why. Chintyam, kimartham atra asti. Why did he suddenly bring in it, that section here is a chintya. So we don't know. Sometimes it happens with the krama in the Siddhanta Kaumudi. There's one more question. Shraddha. So there are two forms here. Shraddha, Shodha, etc. Haradattamate, yatra tuttvam, tatraiva, yatra uttvam, tatraiva tuttvam. Tatha sati, shraddha, ityeva bhavati. Kayatamate tu, uttvameva vikalpyate, tuttvam nityam. Ataha shodha, shraddha, iti tanmate. Okay. So, shraddha and shraddha, two forms are there, different views on which is correct. Okay. Shodha is undoubtedly correct. Okay. Lingas. So, after the Samasashya Vidhi, we have a few sutras which deal with lingas in samasas. So, paravallingan dvandva tatpurusha yohu is sadharana niyamaha. In a tatpurusha, as in a dvandva, paravati lingam, uttarapadasya lingam, tadeva lingam bhavati. Ardha pippali, ardham pippalyaha, jasti, ardham iti napumsakam, pippali iti stri lingam, samasta padasyatu, paravati iti uktatvata stri lingam eva. Evam dvandve, kukkata mayuryau, mayuri kukkutau. Dvandve purvanipatasya vikalpaha. So you can have this or that. So whichever is the linga of the uttarapada. Kukkata mayuryau ityatra mayuri shabdasya sthritvata samasta padasya sthritvam. Mayuri kukkutau ityatra kukkuta shabdasya pumstvata samasta padasya api pumstvam. So everything else or almost everything else is an exception to this rule. Satraiva vartikam asti dvigu praptapanna alampurva gati samaseshu pratishedhaha vachyaha. Eshu paravallingam na bhavati. Paravallingasya pratishedhaha. Dvigu samase. Pancha kapalaha. Sti. Pancha su kapaleshu samskrutaha. Itarthe. Kapala shabdaha napumsakha. Kintu pancha kapalaha eti. Visheshya nikthum. Arthata. Visheshya se yallingam tadeva bhavati. Pancha kapalah purodashaha. Athava pancha kapalam havihi. So based on the visheshya, it will change the linga. So prapta apanna alam purveshu. Where the Purvapada is Prapta, Apanna or Alam. So again, we do not have Paravallinga. So Prapta, Jivika, Yena Saha. Prapta, Jivikam. Sorry, Prapta, Jivikam. This is a Tatpurusha Samasa. Prapta, Jivikam. Prapta, Pannesa, Dvitiyaya, Iti Samasaha. Prapta, Jivikaha. Even though Jivika is Trilinga, the Samasta Pada will be Visheshanikha. Similarly, Apanna, Jivikam. Alam kumaryai, alam kumarihi. Gati samasepi, paravallingatvam nasti, nishkantaha kaushambyaha, nishkaushambihi. Purvavad ashvavadavau, ashvavadava shabdaha. So very specific, where ashva is the purvapada and vadava is the uttarapada. It is a dvandva samasa. Tatra purvavat, arthat pumstvam bhavati. Ashva shabdasya pumstvat, ashvavadavau, iti pullinge bhavati, ayam shabdaha. Ratran haha pumsi. Ratra. Krita samasantaha ratri shabdaha. Ahasarvaika desha sankhyata punyacha ratrehe itinena ach samasantaha. Samasante krute ratra itinishpadyate. Sacha pullinge bhavati. Evam anha. Raja hasakibhyashtati iti samasante tathaiva anhunhayate bhyaha itinena ahan shabdasya anha deshe krute. Anha iti nishpadyate, tat pullinge bhavati, aha, krita samasantaha hanshabdaha, tat siti samasantah kriyate nastadhete eti tilopaha. So, etat sarvam api pullinge bhavati, aho ratraha purvanhaha dhyahaha, sankhya purvam ratram klipam, asya apavadaha, ratranhaha iti, sankhya purvam ratram klipam, klipam nama napumsakam. Dviratram, triratram, ityadi. If Sankhyavachaka is a Purvapada, instead of pullinga, we have napumsakam. Apatham napumsakam. So a specific word, patha. Krita samasantaha pathin shabdaha tatpuruse nai purvapadam. So when nai is the Purvapada and patha is the Uttarapada, we have apatham. Tatpurushe. So bahuvrihau nabhavati. So since it refers to tatpurusha, it does not happen in bahuvrihi, it is apathaha. And in tatpurusha, samasanta is vikalpa. Samasanta bhavepi napumsakattvam nabhavati apanthaha. Samasante krute tatpurusha samase apatham iti rupam. Ardharchaha pumsicha. Ardharchadigale e shabdah patitaha. Te pullinge napumsakalinge cha bhavanti. So there will be two lingas, pullinga and napumsaka. So an example is ardha rucha. Ardham ruchaha iti samase. Krita samasantaha rukshabdaha. Rukpurabdhu pathamana kshetyanena a pratyayaha. So ardharcha. Ardharchaha ardharcham iti dvedha api bhavati. So this is what we did in the last class. Any questions? So there is a small deviation from the lingas into vachanas. See, vachana is usually determined by what vachana we intend for the samasta pada. We want raja purushaha, raja purushau, raja purushaha. Vachana trayepi bhavatyeva. Okay, so there is nothing special about it. But there are a few cases where there can be a deviation from the actual vachana which is there. So those sutras are collected here. Jatyakhyayam etasmin bahuvachanam anyatarasyam. Chattvari padani santi. Ekopi arthaha va bahuvad bhavati. Ekasmin bahuvachanam. So actually when it is a jati, when it refers to a class of things. Okay, jati hi sarvada ekaiva. A class is always one. So when you are referring to something as a class, it should be ekavachana. But optionally, we can also use bahuvachana, is what it says. Brahmanaha pujyaha, brahmanah pujyaha. Brahmanah pujyaha, brahmana jatihi. So it refers to a class of people. So pujyaha, who are worthy of worship. So since it is a jati, it should be, jati vachaka, it should be ekavachana. Brahmanaha pujyaha. You can also use brahmanaha pujyaha. Bahuvachanamapi bhavitum arhati. So it is when you are referring to something as a class, you have ekavachana. It is as an individual, you have bahuvachana. This is a natural thing we see even in when you have say sarva shabda. So sarvaha and sarve, what is the difference? So we have this. That is when you are referring to something as a group without any attention to the individuals, it is ekavachana. So a group with individuals also having equal importance is bahuvachana. So it is something very similar here. Asmadho dvayoshcha. This is interesting. Asmadaha dvayohu cha. So purvasmata jatyakhyayam ityasmata ekasmin iti anuvartate. Okay. So the word ekasmin is taken from jatyakhyayam. Ekatve dvitve cha vivakshite asmadaha bahuvachanam vasya. The word asmat shabda will get an optional bahuvachana even when just singular or dual is intended. This is very interesting. It shows how you use it in actual usage of the language. We see this not just in Sanskrita, even in other languages this is seen. In Indian languages at least, in Kannada and all. So vayam brumaha, we say. It is actually to say, aham bravimi ityartheva, avam bruvaha ityartheva, vayam brumaha iti prayogaha. You see this, say when many people speak about, say, I do, they see it as we do. Say, when you look at some Swamijis who are speaking, when they use bahuvachana for themselves, atmani bahuvachanam, so it is, there is a sutra which deals with that. So, vayam brumaha iti. Actual thing should be aham bravimi itiva, avam bruvaha itiva. Ekatve dvitve cha bahuvachanam vasyat. You can obviously use ekavachana or dvivachana as intended, but bahuvachana is also acceptable. Yes, uttama purusha only, asmadaha, only for asmat. You cannot say te bruvanti for sahabraviti. Asmadaha vayoshcha, only for the word asmad. Savisheshanasya pratishedhaha. Sutrapi kinchinamartikamasti. Savisheshanasya asmadaha. If you have an adjective for that asmad, Pratishedha, the Bahuvachana is prevented. Say, Paturaham Bravimi. Patu here is something skilled. So, Patu is a Visheshana for Asmad. So, Savisheshana se Pratishedha. Tatra Ekatve Vivakshite Ekavasanameva Bhavati. Paturaham Bravimi. Patavaha Vayam Brumaha Itina Bhavati. Okay? Paturaham Bravimi Itteva. Bahuvachane Vivakshite Bahuvachanam Ekavachane Vivakshite Ekavachanam. Kevalasya asmadaha prayoge ekatve vivakshite api bahuvachanam bhavitum arhati. Agrimam sutram asti phalguni prashtapadanam cha nakshatre. So there are a few rules which deals with the nakshatra, the stars. Probably usages of these are found in the Vedic texts here to look for. Phalguni prashtapadanam nakshatre. So asmalo dvayoshchetyataha dvayoho iti anuvartate. Dvitve bahutva prayuktam karyam vasyat. So phalguni, there are two. Okay, two nakshatras. I mean, Pura phalguni is actually two nakshatras and Uttara phalguni is also two. So prashtapada is another name for the bhadrapada nakshatra. So which is also two stars together referred to by that name. So dvitve, it's actually two stars. So there should have been dvivachana. But there is an optional bahuvachana. Bahutva prayuktam karyam vasyat. Purve phalgunyau, purvaha phalgunyaha. So even purvaha phalgunyaha, there are not many stars of purva phalguni. There are only two. But still, you can use bahuvachana. Purve prashtapade, purvaha prashtapadaha. So for the prashtapada nakshatra, which is the synonym of bhadrapada. Nakshatre kim phalgunyau manavike. So only when it refers to a star directly. Then it's saying phalgunyau manavike. Two girls, phalgunyau ityukte kaha arthaha. Phalguni nakshatra yukte kale jate. They were born under the phalguni star. Ityarthe phalgunyau manavike iti prayogaha. So tatra tu nabhavati. So there it is dvivachana only. You cannot use bahuvachana if it refers to two girls. So nakshatre vache dvitve bahutvam vikalpena bhavati. Nishya punarvasvor nakshatra dhandve bahuvachanasya dvivachanam nityam. So this is a compulsory karya. Nishya punarvasvoho nakshatra dvandve. So when you are doing a dvandva samasa of two stars, tishya and punarvasu. Tishya or pushya, it is the same, and punarvasu. Nakshatra dvandve, bahuvachanasya dvivachanam nityam. So it should actually be bahuvachana, when you are doing the dvandva. Okay. But it becomes like, it gets dvivachana compulsorily. Nityam dvivachanam bhavati, bahutvam dvitvavad bhavati. So tishyascha punarvasu cha. Punarvasu is again two stars and tishya is one. So when you do a dvandva, it should actually be three, which means bahuvachana. Kintu nityam dvitvam bhavati tishya punarvasu. Tishya iti kim vishakhanu radhaha. He says it happens with nakshatra dvandva of only these two stars. If you have some other stars, vishakhanu radhaha ityasti. Vishakhecha anuradhascha. Vishakha is two stars. Vishakha vishakhe. And anuradha is I think three. I don't know the exact number. It is where it is a group of many stars. So Vishakhecha Anuradhashta iti stite, Vishakhanuradhaha iti bahuvachanameva bhavati dvitvam na bhavati. Tishya punarvasvoho nakshatra dvandve dvitvam. Nakshatra iti kim tishya punarvasavaha manavakaha. Again, if it refers to boys who were born under these stars, tishya and punarvasu, tatra bahuvachanameva. Nakshatra dvandve dvivachanam bhavati. So, prayogas of these should be found, I mean, you will either find it in the Vedas or probably some Jyotishya Granthas or Granthas of Astronomy which refer to these. Laukika prayogesham prayogaha bhunyunaha, but still the intent of Panini is not just to deal with literature. Okay? So, he will. Vishakha is five stars, but it says Vishakhecha. So, Usha says that Vishakha is five or six stars. I don't know. I'll tell you I don't know. I assume it is two because the Vishakhe, at least in this prayoga, it refers to the two stars. Anuradha I have. Sanapumsakam. So we are coming back to lingas. Okay. So we did a small detour to vachanas. So jatyakhyayam ekasmin bahuvachanam anyatarasyam asmado dvayoshcha phalguni prashtapadanam cha rakshatre rishapunarvasvo nakshatradvandve bahuvachanasya dvivachanam nityam. Four rules in a series which deal with vachanavyatyaya. Now coming back to lingas, sarnapum sakam, a very common rule which we use, which is used frequently. Sahanapum sakam. Saha namakaha dvigureka vachanam ityanena uktaha dviguhu dvandvascha pranitorya senanganam ityuktaha dvandvaha tachabdena paramrishyate. So the tat saha refers to these two. Dvigu ekavachanam, that is samahara dvigu, and dvandva samahara dvandva. Taucha samahararthaveva vivakshitau vyakhyana. So by commentary we take samahara dvigu and samahara dvandva. Saha napumsakam, it will be in napumsakalinga. Samahare dviguhu dvandvascha napumsakam syat. Paravallinga apavadaha. That's an apavada to paravallinga. Because dvigu is tatpurusha and dvandva is dvandva. Paravallingam dvandva tatpurushayohu ityanena paravallinge prapte tasya apavadatvena sa napumsakam. Samahararthe vatse dviguhu dvandvascha napumsakam bhavati. Panchagavam. Panchanam gavam samaharaha, a group of five cows. Tadhidarthottarapata samahare cha ityanena samahare dviguhu. So panchagavam ityatra napumsaka lingam. Dantoshtham, dantashta oshthau cha esham samaharaha. It is dvandva, chathe dvandvaha, dvandvashta praniturya senanganam iti niyamaha. Pranyanganam dvandvaha nityam ekavat, artha samahara eva. So, when you are doing dvandva of organs, different parts of an animal, it will be nityam samaharaha. So, since it is samahara, it is napumsakalinga, dantoshtham. Akarantottarapadavadviguhu striyam ishtaha. So, these are very important sutras and vartikas for, especially for dvigu samasa. So, akarantottarapadaha dviguhu striyam ishtaha. It is a dvigu samasa which ends in akara. That is samahara dvigu which ends in akara. Sanapumsakam ityasya apavadaha. So, it will be striyam ishtaha. It will be in strilinga. Panchamooli. Panchanam moolanam samaharaha. A group of five roots is called panchamooli. Dvigoho iti neep. Okay. So we have panchanam panchamula itisthite sthritvam sthritve dvigoho ityanena neep bhavati panchamooli. So if it is uttarapada is akaranta moola. Okay. So panchanam moolanam samaharaha. Similarly we have panchavati panchanam vatanam samaharaha. Triloki trayanam lokanam samaharaha, etc. So everywhere if it is akarantottarapada it will be strilinga. And if it is strilinga, dvigoho ityanena ngeep bhavati, ikaranta bhavati. Abantaha va. If the uttarapada is abanta, akaranta, in that if the word ends in aap, aap is a stri pratyaya. Tap, dap, chap iti trayanam, stri pratyayanam, nirdeshaha aap iti. Abantaha vikalpena striyam bhavati. Panchakhatvam, panchakhatvi. Panchanam, khatvanam samaharaha. Khatva is a cot, a group of five cots. So tatra panchakhatvam panchakhatvi iti vikalpena stritvam bhavati. Khatva iti abantam, it is an abantapada, so it is optional, panchakhatvam or panchakhatvi. Anaha nalopascha vachadvigu striyam. Annantaha dviguhu. If it is a dvigu ends in an, that is the uttarapada ends in an, striyam vasyat, anaha nasya lopasyat. It will be optionally in strilinga and the nakara of an will be deleted. Okay, so deletion of nakara is compulsory, strilinga is optional. Panchatakshi panchataksham. Panchanam takshanam samaharaha. Takshan is a carpenter. We saw it again in Kauta Takshaha, etc. So, Panchanam Takshnam Samaharaha Takshan Ityasti Annantaha Dvigoho. So, Anaha Nalopaha. The Nakara is deleted. You have Pancha Taksha. So, optionally in Strilinga, so it will be Pancha Takshi. If it is not Strilinga, Sanapumsakam Ityanena Napumsakate Pancha Taksham. Pancha Takshi, Pancha Taksham. Patradyantasya na. So finally there is one Vartika. If Patradihi Ganaha, there is a class of words called Patradi. So if the word belongs to that class, then it will not be in Strilinga. Tadantasya samahara dvigohu na stritvam. Even if it is akarantottarapada, there will not be Strilinga. Patradi Gane uktanam shabdanam. Panchapatram. Panchanam patranam samaharaha. Panchapatram. Tribhuvanam. Prayanam bhuvananam samaharaha. Triroki ityatra bhavati. Kintu tribhuvani ityana bhavati. Tribhuvanam ityeva. Evam chaturyugam. Chaturnam yuganam samaharaha. Chaturyugam. Ityadishu. Samahara akarantottara padatvepi sthitvam nasti. And there is a thing. Patradihi akriti ganaha. The Akriti Gana is an extendable class. Okay, so where you have similar words, where Dvigu Samasa, Samahara Dvigu, with Akaranta Uttarapada, which should actually be in Strilinga, but Prayoga is seen in Pullinga, I mean in Napumsakalinga. So it will be justified by putting it under the Patradi Gana. Okay, so even though, I mean, whatever words he has specified will be there, but there can be additional words, based on the Shishta Prayoga. If Prayoga is in Napumsaka Linga, it will be Napumsaka. Panchangam ityasti. Manchanam Anganam Samaharaha. So Anga is also Akarantottarapada. But you do not see the Prayoga in Strilinga. Okay? So similarly, somebody asked about Tripura. I don't know, I mean, how the Prayoga is there. Tripuram iti Prayoga hasti chet tathaiva. I don't think there is Tripuri. It should be Tripuram. Okay, Prayanam. Or it might not be even be Pura Shabda, it could be Pur Rephanta. There is Samasanta, I think. Rukpur Abduh Pathamanakshe. Okay, Tripura is not even Akaranta Uttarapada. Okay, so Trayanam Puram Samaharaha Pur Shabda, Rephantaha Pur Shabdaha. So Tasya Rukpur Abduh Pathamanakshe Tenena A Samasantaha Kriyate. Akaha Tripura. Okay. So it is not Akarantottara Pada. Any other questions? So in Dvigu, the general rule is Samahara Dvigu is Napumsaka. If it is Akaranta Uttara Pada, it is Strilinga. Generally, again there are exceptions where you still find it in Napumsaka Linga. No, it is Tripura Sandvari. Okay, so there is a question. When it is Panchanam Patranam, why is Panchanam Gavam? It is Goshabda. Goshabda se shasthi vahovachane Gavam. So that is why he gave it as an example of Sanapumsakam. It is not Akarantottarapada. Okay, so Pancha Go. And there is a Goradadhitaluki ityanena touch samasantaha. So it becomes Go a Gava. Okay, Pancha Gavam. But it is not Gava Shabda. Okay, it is Goshabda. So panchanam gavam samaharaha. It is goshabdasya shashti. Tatra punaha a iti samasantaha bhavati. Pancha go a iti stite gava iti bhavati. But the word is not gava, it is go. So that is why there you do not have strilinga. I mean, you do not have application of akarantottarapado dviguhu striyamishtaha. Punya sudinabhyam annaha knivata ishtam. I saw this already. Anha, the ahan shabda. So ratanha pumsi ityanena pumsi syat punya sudina abhyam anha. But when preceded by punya or sudina, it will be in napumsakalinga. Punyaham and sudinaham. Punyaham, punyam ahaha. Okay. It is today uttamaika abhyancha ityanena anha desha nishedaha. Rajaha sakibhyashtache ityanena tachubhavati. Punya ahan a nastadhite dhitilopaha punya aha. Savarnadirghe punyaha napumsake bhavati punyaham. Evam sudinaham sudinam ahaha. ಪ್ರಶಸ್ತ ಪರ್ಯಾಯ ಸುದಿನ ಶಬ್ದ. ಸೊ ಅ ಗುಡ್ ಡೇ ಪ್ರಶಸ್ತಂ ಅಹಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥೆ ಸುದಿನಂ ಅಹಃ ಇತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯ ಸಮಾಸ. ಅತ್ರಾಪಿ ಎತದ್ ಭವತಿ ಯಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ಹಷ್ಟಖೋರೇವ ನಾಟ್ ನಸ್ತದೇ ದೇವನಾಲಿಕಂ ತು ಅಹನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನಿಯಮ ಸೂತ್ರ ಅನ್ಹಃ ಟಖೋರೇವ ಅಹನ್ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ತಚಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಚ ತಿಲೋಪಃ ಭವತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಪುಣ್ಯಾಹಂ ಸುಧಿನಾಹಂ ಉಭಯತ್ರ ಅಹನ್ ಅ ತಚಿ ಕೃತೆ ಅನ್ಹಷ್ಟಖೋರೇವ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ತಿಲೋಪಃ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಐ mentioned it as nastadite, which is for adar nakarantas, for ahan. Patha sankhya avyayadehe, so sankhya avyayadehe paraha krita samasantaha patha shabdaha klibam. So the word pathin, so we do again samasanta by rukpuradhu patham a aprateha. So pathin a ನಸ್ತದ್ಯತೆ ಟಿಟಿಲೋಪೆ ಪಥ್ ಅ ಪಥ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಅವ್ಯಯಾದೇಹ ಪರಃ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪದ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಆರ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ. ತ್ರಯಾಣಾಂ ಪಂಥಾಃ ತ್ರಿಪಥಂ, ಸೊ ಅಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ತಿಲೋಪಃ. ವಿರೂಪಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ ವಿಪಥಂ ಕೃತ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತ ನಿರ್ದೇಶಾತ್ ನ ಇಹ ಸುಪಂಥಾಃ ಅತಿಪಂಥಾಃ ಶೋಭನಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ ಅತಿಶಯಿತಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥೇಷು ನ ಪೂಜನಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತ ನಿಷೇಧಃ. ವಿಲ್ ಸೀ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಲೇಟರ್. ಪೂಜನಾರ್ಥೇ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಂಥಾಃ, ಸಮಾಸಾಂತ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪುಂಸ್ತ್ವ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಾರಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ಲೀಬತ್ವ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಪರವಲ್ಲಿಂಗಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಪುಂಸ್ತು ಶೋಭನಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ ಅತಿಶಯಿತಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ. ಅತ್ರ ತು ತ್ರಿಪಥಂ ವಿಪಥಂ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ನಪುಂಸಕತ್ವಂ. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಸನಪುಂಸಕಂ? ನೋ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮಾಹಾರ ದ್ವಿಗು ಆರ್ ಸಮಾಹಾರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ವಿಗು, ರೈಟ್? ತ್ರಯಾಣಾಂ ಪಂಥಾಃ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ತ್ರಿಪಥಂ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಿರೂಪಃ ಪಂಥಾಃ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯಃ. ಸೊ ಅತ್ರ ಸನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸಕ್ತಿಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಪರವಲ್ಲಿಂಗಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಪುಂಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ತದ್ ತಸ್ಯ ಅಪವಾದತ್ವೇನ ಅನೇನ ನಪುಂಸಕತ್ವಂ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ 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 ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸ್. ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಿಂಗ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಲಿಂಗಾನ್ವಯ, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಪುಂಸಕ ಲಿಂಗ. ಜನರಲಿ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಇಫ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿವಕ್ಷಿತ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಲಿಂಗ, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಲಿಂಗ, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ನಪುಂಸಕ ಲಿಂಗ ಆಸ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ. ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಮೃದು ಪಚತಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ, ಹಿ ಕುಕ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್. ಅತ್ರ ಮೃದು ಶಬ್ದ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷಣ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಟು ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ, ಟು ದ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕುಕಿಂಗ್. ಓಕೆ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಶೀಘ್ರಂ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಇತಿ ವದಾಮಃ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷಣ, ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಟು ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ, ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಅನ್ ಅಡ್ವರ್ಬ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷಣ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಂತ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಮೃದು ಪಚತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾವಿಶೇಷಣಾನಾಂ ಕರ್ಮತ್ವಂ ಕ್ಲೀವತಾ ಚ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ವಾರ್ತಿಕಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದ ಕ್ಲೀವತಾ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಇತ್ಯೇವ. ಕರ್ಮತ್ವಂ, ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ನಪುಂಸಕ ಲಿಂಗ. ಸೊ ದ ನಪುಂಸಕ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ, ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸೇ ಅ ಜೆಂಡರ್. ಸೇ ಮೃದು ಪಾಕ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಅನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಟು ಎ ದ್ರವ್ಯ, ಮೃದು ಕುಸುಮಂ ಮೃದ್ವೀ ಕನ್ಯಾ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿಷು. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ದ ಲಿಂಗ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದ ಲಿಂಗ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾಂತಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೃದು ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾಂತ ಮೀನ್? ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಪುಂಸಕ ಲಿಂಗ, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಔಟ್ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಆರ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ. ಮೃದು ಮೃದುನಿ ಮೃದೂನಿ ಮೃದು ಮೃದುನಿ ಮೃದೂನಿ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಂತ. ಸೊ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ know which linga. If it is a visheshana to a dravya, yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhakti visheshyasya, tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhakti visheshanasyapi. So if it is a normal visheshya, you can decide the linga based on the visheshya. But this is a kriya visheshana and kriya does not have a linga. Right? So kriya does not have direct linga anvaya. So you do not know which linga. Samane napumsakam. So in general, we use napumsakalinga. Pratah kamaniyam. Pratah is morning. Kamaniyam is beautiful. A beautiful morning. Karte kamaniyam iti visheshanam. To pratah. Pratah is an avyaya. Okay? So it is alinga. Avyaya is called alinga. That is, you do not have any specific linga anvaya. So prataha ityasya visheshanam kamaniyam iti napumsake bhavati. Kamaniya shabda is not an avyaya by itself. You can say kamaniyaha purushaha or kamaniya stri and kamaniyam kimchit pushpam. But here prataha, since you cannot decide on a particular linga for prataha, it being an avyaya, samanye napumsakam ityanena napumsakam bhavati. Okay, pratah kamaniyam. So there is a question. He cooks, how would it work in tritiya? He cooks with soft stuffs. When you are using that, see in that you say there is no question. Mruduna pachati, mruduna kim, mruduna tandulena or mruduna shakena. Whatever. So there it is a visheshana to a dravya. If you are saying mruduna, if you have to use karana, it refers to some dravya. So there it will depend on the linga of the dravya. Okay. So tadvasatatvena visheshanam visheshasya lingam bhavati. Where it is not a visheshana to a dravya, that is where we cannot decide which linga. I mean, there is no particular linga which can apply. So samanye napumsakam bhavati. It is not that you cannot have the other things, but in this sense, when it is a kriya visheshana, it is dvitiyanta. There is one more question. What is the meaning of atipanthaha? Atishaitaha panthaha. A good path. A great path actually. Atishaitaha. An excellent path to walk or to travel. Whatever. Atipanthaha. There is no question. Mridu shabda dvitiyantaha katham is, that is what? Kriya visheshananam karmatvam itteva vartikam. So if it is a kriya visheshana, it is treated as a karma. Since it is karma, karmani dvitiya ittenena dvitiya vibhakti bhavati. So it is not actually a karma. So it is not the object of action, but there is an artificial karmatva which is being given by the vartika. Because of that, it is dvitiyanta. But if since it is napumsakalinga, you cannot make out whether it is prathamanta or dvitiyanta. Okay. Because the forms are the same. Any other questions? Tatpurushonai karmadharayaha. Tatpurushaha ananya karmadharayaha. Anai karmadharayaha. This is... I think I made a mistake. It's one word. Tatpurushaha anai karmadharayaha iti ekam padam. So there is a mistake in the typing. So anai karmadharayaha is one word. Adhikaraha yam. This is an adhikara sutra for the, that is the word. It does not have any meaning of its own. These words are carried over to the next sutras. So paravallingam tadvanda tatpurushayohu ityataha prak. From 2419 till 2426, we have this adhikara. So, nai samasa karmadharaya bhinnaha tatpurushaha. So, tatpurushaha anai karmadharayaha iti ekam padam. So, that which is not nai or not karmadharaya. So, tatpurusha samasa which is other than nai samasa or karmadharaya. Nai samasa karmadharaya bhinnaha tatpurushaha vakshyamana karya bhag bhavati. So, the karya which is told in the coming sutras will apply to tatpurusha other than nai and karmadharaya. Samnyayam kanthoshina reshu. Samnyayam kantha ushina reshu iti trini padani santi. Sanapumsakam ityataha napumsakam iti anuvartate. Kanthantaha tatpurushaha klibam syat. So a tatpurusha samasa ending in kantha will be in napumsakalinga. सा चेद् उशीनर देशोत्पन्नायाः कंथायाः सम्या. इफ इट इज द नेम ऑफ अ क्लॉथ, कंथा मीन्स अ क्लॉथ, सो अ क्लॉथ विच वॉज मेड इन उशीनर देश. उशीनर रेफर्स टू अ पर्टिक्युलर स्टेट और अ कंट्री, अ पर्टिक्युलर प्लेस. सो इफ दट क्लॉथ वॉज मेड देर, if it is a name of a cloth made there, then we have a napumsakalinga for that. Okay, sushamasya apatyani saushamayaha tesham kantha saushami kantham. So saushamayaha ushinara deshavasinaha, so they are a class of, a particular group of people who live in ushinara desha. So taihi nirmitayaha kanthayaha samnya, it is almost like a brand. I was amazed when I saw this. It is simply saying that it is a brand name. It is a name of a cloth. It says Samnya. It is not that which is made by Saushamis themselves. Okay. So it could be they have some people for their work, working for them, and they have made. So it is a particular cloth which was made by them. Saushami Kantham. So it is a particular brand of cloth. Okay. So the counter examples he gives are interesting. Samnyayam Kim. Veerana Kantha. So Veeranas, they are also people who belong to the Ushinara Desha. But here, Veerananam Kantha Ityanena, it is not referring to a name of a cloth which is made by them. It is just their cloth. So a cloth which belongs to them or which they are wearing is called Veerana Kantha. It is not a Samnya. Okay? So all this, because we don't have the Vyavahara today, we cannot understand this without the commentary or without this. So in today, for us, Saushami Kantha or Veerana Kantha does not make any difference. We won't even understand it. But at Panini's time, when he created this sutra, Saushami Kantha was popular as a name, particular cloth which are made there. Okay. Whereas Veerana Kantha was just some cloth. Okay. So that is given by the word itself. Looking at Saushami Kantham, you can say that it is a class or it's a name of a particular cloth. Whereas Veerana Kantha, if it is a strilinga, it does not refer to a samya. Okay. Ushinareshu kim, also this napumsaka is seen only in the samya which is belongs to the Ushinara desha. Okay. Dakshikantha, so it is also a samya, a cloth, another brand which is made by Dakshis. Dakshasya apatyani, so the house of Dakshas. Kintu na Ushinara Deshotpanna Kantha, it is not in the Ushinara Desha. So very specific usage which is given. We cannot even find, we will not know other examples of this. If we are asked to give another example for the sutra, we don't know, because the Ushinara is not here, the cloth is not here. So it is just a fossil sutra, because there is no way we can use it now. Because Ushinara Desha, first of all, we don't have the Ushinara Desha, and we obviously don't have a cloth which was made there. So, but it gives an indication of how it was a Vyavahara Bhasha at, when Panini created the sutra to deal to a particular Prayoga. So, there is a question, does it refer to Kantha work as seen in Karnataka? I have no idea, Kantha is derived from that. It's just some work on cloth. So Kantha here cannot refer to that. Kantha just means cloth. In Samskara, Kantha is just cloth. So what kind of cloth was it? What work? We have no idea. It would have had something special, obviously. So for it to be identified as the name of a thing, it has to be have something special. What it was, we do not know. Upagnyopakramam tadadhyachikhyasayam. Upagnyopakramam tadadhyachikhyasayam. So, napumsakam ityanuvartate. Upagnyantaha upakramantashta tatpurushaha. So, a tatpurusha samasa. Which ends in upagya or which ends in upakrama will be in napumsaka. So, adi achikhyasayam. So, tayoho ఆదిహి నామ ప్రాథమ్యం ఆఖ్యాతు ఇష్యతే చేత్. సో విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ త్రూ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్. పాణినేహే ఉపజ్ఞ పాణిన్యుపజ్ఞం గ్రంథః. ఉపజ్ఞ ఇస్ టు నో, ఉపజానాతి ఇట్ ఉపజ్ఞ, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ నోన్. సో పాణినేహే ఉపజ్ఞ పాణిన్యుపజ్ఞం గ్రంథః. సో పాణినినా ప్రథమం న్యాయమానః, ఇట్ ఇస్ హీ హూ కన్సీవ్డ్ అండ్ రోట్, ఇట్ ఫస్ట్ అష్టాధ్యాయి. పాణిన్యుపజ్ఞం గ్రంథః ఇస్ అష్టాధ్యాయి. So it can be known by many people afterwards, but the first person to know it was Panini. So Panine hai upajna. So it is the jnanam, the first being known by Panini. So prathamam nyayamanaha. Nyayamanaha iti upajna shabdasya artha. Adi atikhyasayam. Prathamam nyayamanaha ityarthe napumsakalingam bhavati Panini upajnyam granthaha. Nandasya upakramaha. Nandopakramam dronaha. Chasti. So Drona is Nandena Arabhyamanaha Upakramaha. So it is being done, but Nandena Upakramaha, the first time it was started by Nanda. So Drona is a measure. Okay, we saw this many times. So Drona Vrihihi, it is a kind of measure. It was introduced by Nanda. Okay, a particular king who introduced that measure, like introducing a particular coin, a measure was introduced by him. So it is called Nandopakramam Dronaha. The Napumsakalinga indicates that it was first introduced by him, Nanda. Okay, Nandasya Upakramaha. Upakrama is just something which was started, but the thing is the first time, Adhyatikhyasayam. Say for example, if you look at the counter examples, Devadatta Upajna Ashtadhyayi. Ashtadhyayi is known by Devadatta. So upajna nama jnayate, devadattena jnayamanaha. So there you do not have the napumsakalinga. It is strilinga. Upajna shabdaha strilinga. Strite eva bhavati. Which means it is not for the first time. Okay, for somebody else who is knowing it, can use, you can use upajna, but then it would be strilinga. But the first time, paninyapajnyam granthaha, means it was started, conceived by him. Similarly, devadattopakramaha yagaha, a sacrifice which was started by Devadatta. Okay, he started it, but not for the first time. So yaga is given in the Vedas. Many people have been doing it many times. So if it is something which has started for the first time, adhyatikhyasayam, sadaiva napumsakalingam bhavati. Paninipagyam granthaha, nandopakramam, dronaha, ityadivatil. Chaya bahulye. Napumsakam iti anuvartate. ఛాయాంతః తత్పురుషః నపుంసకం స్యాత్ పూర్వ పదార్థ బాహుల్యే. సో దేర్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ మోర్ సూత్ర లేటర్, విభాషా సేనాసురాత్ ఛాయా నిశానం. సో ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు దట్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ కపుల్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్, వెల్కమ్ టు దెమ్ బిఫోర్ ఐ మూవ్ హియర్. సారీ ఐ మిస్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ఓకే, ద ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ ష అండ్ ష బోత్ ఓకే, వేర్ where is talavyan shamurdhanya both okay? I don't understand the context. Samya, sorry, I still don't get the context. Okay, where do we have the shorsha? So please tell the word in which we, I mean, you have the question. So the next question is వై తత్ ఇన్ ద సూత్ర తదాచ తదాది ఆతిఖ్యాసాయం తద్, దట్ ఈస్ ఉపజ్ఞ అండ్ ఉపక్రమ, ద ఆది ఆఫ్ ఉపజ్ఞ అండ్ ఉపక్రమ. సో తస్య ఆద్యాతిఖ్యాసాయం, ద ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఇది అస్తి తస్య, తస్యాద్ ఉపజ్ఞస్య అథవా ఉపక్రమస్య ఆద్యాతిఖ్యాసాయం ఇత్యర్థే తత్ శబ్దః. సో కంథ స్త్రీలింగం, సో వీరణ కంథ, రైట్, వీరణస్య కంథ ఇత్యత కంథ ఇత్యస్య స్త్రీలింగత్వాత్ పరవలింగం ద్వంద్వ తత్పురుషయోః ఇత్యనేన వీరణ కంథ దాక్షికంథ ఇత్యాదిషు స్త్రీత్వం. సో ఉషీనర, ఉషీనర ఇస్ ఓన్లీ తాళవ్య. హావ్ ఐ ఎవరీ ఎనీవేర్ పుట్ ఇట్ అస్ మూర్ధన్య? నో, ఉషీనర ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ తాళవ్య షకార, not Murdhanya. If there is a typing mistake, it is an error. So Ushinara is with Talavya Shakara only. Any other questions? So tadadhyachikhyasayam, yes, tasya adihi tadadihi, tadadehe achikhyasa, akhyatumichha achikhyasa. Tadu adi achikhyasa. Chaya bahulye, so chayantaha tatpurushaha napumsakam syat, purva padartha bahulye. So if the purva pada is bahuvachana, and it ends, it's a tatpurusha samasa ending in chaya, then it will be napumsaka, ikshuchayam, ikshunam chaya, chayantaha tatpurushaha, purva padartha bahulye. So it is the shade of many sugarcane plants or whatever called. So it will be ikshuchayam. Vibhasha sena iti vikalpasyayam apavadaha. So the vikalpa comes later. Vibhasha sena surachaya shalanishanamiti. So there is an optional napumsaka. So this, if it is pura padartha bahulya, then it is compulsory napumsaka ikshuchayam. Bahulya kim? Kudyasya chaya, the shade of a hut. So there is no bahulya of the purvapadartha. The purvapadartha is one, a single hut. So in that case, it will be optional napumsaka. It will be kudyachaya or kudyachayam by vibhasha sena surachaya shalanishanam. So if it is purvapadartha bahulya, then we have compulsory napumsaka, ikshuchayam. Ikshuchaya nishadinyaha itito. Asamantar nishadinyaha iti angshlechaha bodhyaha. So in the Raghuvamsha, the fourth sarga, you find a prayoga, ikshuchaya nishadinyaha. So nishadinyaha, sitting in the shade of ikshus, the sugarcane plants. So ikshuchaya iti katham, it should be ikshuchaya nishadinyaha. How do we have ikshuchaya nishadinyaha? So he says, asamantat nishadinyaha, that is completely in the shade of the ikshus ityarthe, angshleshaha, there is an ang there, anishadinyaha, a nishadinyaha iti, ikshuchaya a nishadinyaha, samarana dirghad ikshuchaya nishadinyaha. So there it is not ikshuchaya, okay, it is actually the word is ikshuchaya, napumsakalingam. Okay. So there are also other pathantaras where this one says ikshuchaya nishadinyaha, so in which case we do not have a problem. Okay. So purvapadartha bahulye sayantaha tatpurushaha napumsakam syat. Sabha raja amanushya purva. So raja purva sabha, the word sabha, as it is preceded by the name of a king, not the paryaya of a king, or amanushya. So sanapumsakam ityataha napumsakam anuvartate. Raja paryaya purvaha amanushya purvascha sabhantaha tatpurushaha napumsakam syat. So tatpurusha, which is ending in sabha, preceded by raja paryaya. For example, ina sabham, ishvara sabham. Ineshvara shabdau raja paryayau, which means the king's court ityataha. Inasya sabha, ishvarasya sabha. Ina ishvara shabdau raja paryayau. So ina sabham, ishvara sabham iti bhavati. Paryayasya eva ishyate. So the Vartikakara says, this applies only if it is a raja paryaya and not the word raja himself. So raja sabha, rajyaha sabha ityatra raja sabha ityeva. Raja sabham iti namavati. Raja paryayasya eva ishyate. Very weird thing. And also, if it is a name of a particular king, you will not have the napumsakalinga. Chandragupta sabha ityatra namavati. Rajan iti shabdasya ye paryayaha. So, peshu pulsistvam bhavati. For example, Nrupa sabham, Bhupala sabham ityadayaha. Ina sabham, Ishvara sabham ityadi. Paryayasya eva ishyate. Chandragupta sabha ityatra tu nabhavati, raja sabha ityatra api nabhavati. And amanushya purva, amanushya purva shabdaha rudhya raksha pishasadinaha. So it is not just na manushyaha ityatra na, just like asura is na suraha, it does not refer to men. Okay, asura refers to demons. Okay, rudhi. It is not just anybody who is not a sura is not an asura. So rudhya rakshasaha eva uchyante, tathaiva amanushyaha ityanena rudhya rakshasaha pishachadayaha uchyante. So again, it is the demons or the pishasas who is given by the word amanushya. It will not mean a god. Okay, amanushyaha ityanena devahanochyate. So it is rudhi. So rakshasabham, pishasasabham ityadi. Rakshasam sabha, rakshasabha. Pishachanam sabha, pishasasabham. Okay, so sabha, raja, amanushyapurva. So rajapurva athava amanushyapurva. Ashalacha sanapumsakam ityanena napumsakam iti anuvartate sanghatarthaya sabha tadantaha tatpurushaha klibam syat. Now the word sabha is used in two senses. It is used to mean a hall. Say Raja Sabha means the court hall of a king. Okay. Similarly, Pishasa Sabha is where it refers to a place, a house or a hall where meeting is held. It also simply means a group or a meeting of people. A group of people is also called a sabha. So ashala, shala means a hall or a house. So ashala means when sabha does not indicate a building or a house. So sanghatarthaya sabha, when it indicates a group, so tadantaha tatpurushaha klibam syat. So then also the tatpurusha will be in napumsakalinga. Stri sabham, it means a group of women who have come together. Stri sanghataha ityarthaha. Ashala kim dharma sabha. So if you have dharma sabha, it means a dharmashala. It is a house where say, food is given to travelers. So since it refers to a shala, a house or a hall, it is strilinga. If it refers to a group, then it will be napumsaka. So the word sabha, if it refers to a hall, only if it is preceded by rajapariyaya or amanushya, you have napumsaka. Otherwise, it is strilinga. If it refers to a group, always it will be napumsakalinga. Stri sabham, purusha sabham, you can have anything. So there is a question which I will deal afterwards. So after this sutra, next sutra is Vibhasha Sena Sura Chaya Shala Nishanam. So Vibhasha optional napumsaka, napumsakam iti anuvartate Sena Sura Chaya Shala Nishanam. So if the tatpurusha etadantaha tatpurushaha, a tatpurusha which is ending in Sena Sura Chaya Shala Nisha will be in napumsaka optionally. Brahmana senam, brahmana sena. Brahmana nam sena, an army of Brahmins ityarthe. Brahmana senam ityavibhavati, brahmana sena ityavibhavati. Yavasuram, yavasura. Sura shabdaha. Sura means a drink. What you call? Madhyam ityarthaha. So, yava sya sura. So, a sura which is made of yava. Particular paddy. So liquor made of paddy is there. Yavasuram, yavasura. Chaya, kudyachayam, kudyachaya. So in chaya, if Purvapada is singular, then it is optional napumsaka. If it is bahuvachana, it is compulsory bahuvachana. Okay. So goshalam, goshala. Gavam, shala. So goshalam, goshala, ityubhayam bhavati. Shvanisham, shvanisha. Interesting thing. Shunaha, nisham. Shunaha, nisha. So, a night of dogs. So, what is a night of dogs? Commentary says it refers to Krishna Chaturdashi. The Chaturdashi of the dark fortnight. Krishna Paksha is called Shvanisham. Why? Tasyam kechit chanaha upavasanti iti pratitihi. The Shabarabhashya of the Mimamsa, he says, Shunaha Chaturdashyam Upavasataha Pashyamaha. As we see some dogs who fast on Krishna Chaturdashi. Okay, so dogs fasting on Krishna Chaturdashi was a known thing at the time of Shabara. Okay, who wrote Shabara Swami is Shabara Bhasha is one of the earliest Bhashas for the Mimamsa Sutra. So we do not know how this, but because of that, Shvanisham or Shvanisha refers to the Krishna Chaturdashi. So, tatpurushaha anai karmadharayaha. We saw the adhikara. So, in all these sutras, it refers to tatpurusha which is not nai and not karmadharaya. Therefore, dridha senaha raja. Dridha sena yasya saha. drhasenaha. If it is a bahuvrihi samasa, we do not have napumsaka because it refers only to tatpurusha. And asena, na sena, asena. If it is a nai samasa, we do not have napumsakatva or the whatever sutras. Paramasena, in karmadharaya, these rules will not apply. So it will apply to a tatpurusha which is not nai and not karmadharaya. Okay. So that is the end of this. So there are a few questions. So the first question is kudya. I said if kudya is singular, since kudya is singular, it is optional. This, what if it is bahuvachana? See, you have to look at the intent. So kudya is a hut. You cannot have the shades of two or more huts together. It will refer to the shade of one hut. Okay, so that is our example is kudya sitchaya. But if you go to ikshuchaya, you cannot separate the shade of one ikshu. I mean, you have growth of canes and there will be a shade which is collectively caused by the ikshus. That is why it is always bahuvachana, ikshunam chaya. Okay. Whereas in this case, it is kudyasya chaya. Okay. So, if it is bahuvachana, theoretically, if it is bahuvachana, then it has to be nityanapumsakalinga. But in case of kudya, I don't think a bahuvachana will be actually correct. Okay. Of course, there might be some special intent. You can say that the kudyas are built so close together that the chayas are not able, I mean, they cannot be separated. Anyway, theoretically, if it is bahuvachana, it will be nitya napumsakalinga. If it is ekavachana, it is optional napumsaka. Okay. So there is one more question on dharma sabham. I don't know what is the question. Is it about the meaning? It just means a dharma shala, where it is shala for dharma. Like where you, dharma shala is where usually food is provided for tourists and all. That is the dharma sabham, same sense. It can also be something else related to dharma. Like say where the dharmic discussions take place. That also can be called dharma sabham. But by Rudhi, Dharmashala, Dharma Sabham refers to a place of shelter and food for travelers. Any other questions? So we have finished. Tatpurusha Samasa Prakaranam. Okay, so there is one more question. Shvanisham. What is the question about Shvanisham? I told you, it means Krishna Chaturdashi. It refers to the Chaturdashi of Krishna Paksham. The Vigrahavakya is Shunahanisham, the night of dogs. But it refers to the Krishna Chaturdashi because of the belief that some dogs undertake fasting in that night. I do not know what is the origin of that. I mean, whether it's an observation or something, we do not know. But it is seen in Granthas. So the next prakarana is Bahuvrihi, which starts with Sheshaha Bahuvrihi. It comes towards the fag end of the samasa. If you look at the Ashtadhyayi, Samartha Paravidhihi starts 211, the first sutra of the second pada. So all through that pada and the next pada, second pada, the majority is for Avibhava and Tatpurusha. Majority is Tatpurusha Samasa. So Bahuvrihi and Dvandva occupy very little place at the end. Sheshaha, he says the rest. Shesho Bahuvrihi, Adhikaraha. Okay, it's an Adhikara which covers 2 to 23 to 5 or 6 sutras. So Samasa which is given from now on is to be termed Bahuvrihi. What is Sheshaha? So there is dvitiya ityadina yasya trikasya vishishya samasaha noktaha sasheshaha prathamantam. So in Bahuvrihi, it is usually the prathamanta words which combine. Okay. So that is it. We'll see. We'll start with Bahuvrihi Prakarana in the next class. Mulitve namaskratya tadukti sribhavya cha vayyakarana siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate.